Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, and Eilut is basking in bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Times of Israel reported that Hamas held a mass funeral for 112 people, claiming they were killed in an IDF strike at the beginning of the Gaza conflict. Also, this morning, Ynet reported that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Israel will not retreat from Gaza until Hamas is fully disarmed. Also this hour, Mariv has reported that an IDF soldier was seriously injured by accidental gunfire during a shooting range exercise in the Jordan Valley. A military police investigation is now underway. Separately, I-24 News noted that there is a call for Israel to recognize the Yazidi genocide, equating ISIS with Hamas. And finally, from the past hour, reports indicate that Israel is tightening control in Gaza, according to a Times of Israel update. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. are discussing which nations might verify Hezbollah's removal from pilot zones, with Italy being considered. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that EU interior ministers are urging tougher actions against migrant smuggling networks, following a surge in migrants entering Spain's North African enclave. Middle East 24 shared a perspective recently, suggesting Greece's investment in Israel's air defense system signifies a significant shift in Mediterranean power dynamics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the mass funeral, Hamas claims the 112 individuals were victims of an Israeli strike at the start of the Gaza conflict. This comes after an extensive effort to retrieve bodies from the rubble. The IDF has not commented on this specific incident. As tensions remain high, the region continues to grapple with the humanitarian impact. Turning to the comments from Prime Minister Netanyahu, he emphasized that Israel rejected a disarmament proposal from the Trump administration, demanding complete disarmament of Hamas. This stance potentially extends the military presence in Gaza, affecting ongoing diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, an IDF soldier was seriously injured in a training mishap today. The incident occurred during basic training at a shooting range in the Jordan Valley. With a military police investigation now active, the event highlights ongoing safety concerns within military training environments. In a related development, calls are growing for Israel to recognize the Yazidi genocide. The comparison of ISIS to Hamas adds a layer of complexity to Israel's stance on regional terror groups. This issue could influence international perceptions and policy discussions. That strike comes hours after the IDF reportedly tightened control in Gaza. According to Times of Israel, these actions might affect civilian life and humanitarian efforts in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reported that Israeli investors are concerned about the new EU energy performance rules for buildings, but experts assure there's no need for panic. Separately, CTEC highlighted a rebound in high-tech salaries, now averaging $11,700, despite a slowdown in hiring. This reflects a cautious approach by tech firms amidst economic uncertainties. And finally, Walla Business reported on tensions within the Israeli Finance Committee over the Northern Defense Budget. Accusations have flown between coalition and opposition members, affecting budgetary discussions. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.